But regardless, you wouldn't have to go get them. You keep the calf in the lot all the time. And the cow going to come back to nurse the calf, and we'd milk her then.
I see.
Mm-hmm. If it's a plenty outside, we just milk and turn out. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't want you to feed her. She'd come up in and out.
Uh-huh.
Other words, if we'd have had to go and get her to get the milk.
Mm-hmm.
If we turned the calf out, we'd have to go to drive up and find her the milk.
Mm-hmm.
We had them in the lot.
And how about the hogs?
In the lot. They the same as the horses and cows. When they gather the crop out, they'd run over the folks.
Mm-hmm.
Until a few years ago, some years ago since they started planting cover crops and things, we had to keep them up. They'd root up the thing, root the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep them in the lot.
Did you ever have any wild hogs around?
No, sir, I never did, but we ate some here. Yes, sir. There's some about a couple of miles from here in the valley over there with the creek bottom.
Mm-hmm. Do they look like regular hogs?
Yes, sir. They're hogs. They're just regular hogs, but
hair.
You can tell it's just like we got some wild horses and things in the pasture. They ain't been half fed. You can tell them from one well fed. See, they don't grow. They look like they're more longer and they ain't well cared for.
Mm-hmm.
Why, a hog needs some rich food. Well, you take those wild hogs, you couldn't tell one from another long in certain times of year. You know, those wild nuts and things are pretty rich, but you take long up in the summertime, it's a different thing. They're eating green stuff like a cow, you know, and it just won't produce the whole fat like it will a cow.
Do they have those long?
Yes, sir. These old ones, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, long. They just come and death. Any hog will go wild.
Uh-huh. What do you call those?
All that hair. But what do you?
Well, I was how about the teeth? Do they have long?
Touch.
They have two of them, right?
I always thought that just came from the age of them, I think. Of course, any of a hog will eat snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then some folks have hog pastures.
Mm-hmm.
300 or 400 acres in pasture. This old land ain't fitting to farm. Creaky, damp. Now that makes a good hog pasture. They eat crawfish, frogs. Hog will eat anything. Hopper grasses, grass. And they do pretty well in that kind of stuff when it get hot. You cool off up in the water, that cool water and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the right, that type of land makes a mighty nice hog.
Mm-hmm.
They run out there and weigh 500 or 600 to 1,000 pounds.
Got fattened up.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about the chickens? Where did you keep the chickens?
Chicken house.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever use something else for a smaller, for a setting hen?
Nesters.
Is that right?
That's right. Nesters.
And did you keep the setting hen away from the others in a small?
We tried to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we tried. You couldn't do it unless you were well prepared. Now, folks, you know, just on a higher standard of doing things, but just commonly. We couldn't do it. Now, our way of separating was, you can tell 3 or 4 days when a hen wanted to set. If we didn't want her to set, we'd take her and turn her down under a pot or something for 2 or 3 days. Well, you see them going around now clucking and they're all bristled up. They wanted to set then. They're getting ready to carry on like that 2 or 3 days, 40 days.